One. All right, we're back on the air.
Hacklebug.
Hacklebug.
And we have a special guest again. Say hello, special guest.
Hello.
It's Captain Asshole, everybody. Captain Asshole.
Well, you ready?
Yeah, we're on the air.
There ain't no waiting.
Is that like a didgeridoo?
There you go.
Now there's the here's the question. How did you get a moose to fart the Hucklebeck team?
You have a didgeridoo? Is that a didgeridoo?
No, this is a extremely well, Elizabeth can describe it to you. It looks like,
it's a contrabass clarinet.
Clarinet.
It's silver, and it's like 6 feet high. You have to stand up to play it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you stretched it out, though, it took the curves out of it, it'd probably be about 8 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
That's why it's low. It sounds like moose flatulence.
It's quite low. It did sound very didgeridoo-y. What the hell? At the Alfred Hitchcock theme.
TV theme!
Steve's trying to help us on a TV theme. That's the Alfred Hitchcock theme.
Yeah, that's TV themes. We got that one.
Enough of that crap.
Okay. Mr. M, give us your movie quotes again.
Now
give
you
them
had
to
movie
us
quotes.
Out loud this time. Cause
because if you give them to us... Now, I have to recuse myself from the first one. Because
yeah,
I already know what it is.
That's too bad because you know it.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
Now, see, I could pretend like I didn't, but I'm not going to.
Let him do them.
Okay. I got to get back to the... Or Hucklebug. There we go. Okay, now, for you persnickety people out there, this may not be direct, exact quotes.
That's okay.
But we don't care. Okay, I'm going to give you the easy one first.
Okay.
I prefer to be pleasant.
I prefer to be pleasant. Oh, I do know that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Harvey?
Very good.
Yeah.
You ghost.
What is it? It's for years I was something. I prefer to be pleasant. What is it?
Well, there's several variations on it. One of them is that in order to get along in this world, you have to be either oh so clever or oh so
pleasant. Or oh so pleasant. For years I was clever. I prefer pleasant.
Right.
And you may quote me.
Yes, that's better. That's
yay!
Better.
Okay, good. I did get one.
Okay. Now
I told you they're easier when you say them out loud.
Yep.
Right. Now we'll go for the two easiest ones here.
All right.
And this one is, no, I don't know Carl LaFong, and even if I did, I wouldn't admit it.
I know this one, because I know the name Carl LaFong. Bet, do you have a guess?
I have a guess.
It's a shot in the dark. Not
how
shot
about...
in the dark is not my guess, by the way.
I'm going to guess simply because I know you like this movie. Cannery Row.
No.
Oh, okay.
Is it Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid?
No.
Damn, I don't know.
Okay, let me give you a hint.
Okay.
No, I don't know Carl LaFong, and even if I did, I wouldn't admit it.
Well, it's a W.C. Fields movie.
Well, at least you could tell that, boy.
Okay, so that's the...
The bank dick.
No.
Shit.
It's
my
a gift.
My little chickadee.
It's a gift.
Yay.
I knew
the name, Carl LaFong. Okay, so I knew it was a movie I'd seen.
I'm sucking the fuzzy carpet on this one.
Third hardest one?
Okay.
I wasn't commenting on the food there. I was just saying that I haven't seen that old horse that was tethered out back in a while.
I don't know that one. Is that another field?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And isn't that the one where they live in the kind of high rise with you go out front of the apartment buildings and it's like porch after porch after porch?
No, that was the one that Skinny just guessed.
It's a gift.
Oh,
okay.
So is that one the bank? So is that one the bank dick?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now here's a hard one, which may not be hard for for Elizabeth. But
yeah, this is the one I'm recusing myself from.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So it's
because I thought this was too much of a given for me.
Okay. You don't need a leg. You need a parrot.
I don't know it. Can you give me another quote from the same movie?
Can you give one of the
One of the main characters says, "Boy, you sure do have a lot for me to do." And the main character says, "Well, keep trying. I didn't get it right the first time myself."
It sounds familiar, but I don't think I know it.
Okay, let me see if I can think of another quote.
All right.
Okay, this is pretty obscure.
Oh, okay. This is really going to help.
It's really obscure in the movie, but okay, here's the quote. "I'm going to take you by your little pinhead and throw you out the window."
I do not know. Bet, have I seen this movie?
I don't know that you've seen this movie.
Oh, well, then, for heaven's sake, why are you wasting
time? I'm just not sure. You may have.
I've seen lots of movies, but I don't know that I've seen this one. It doesn't sound familiar at all. Go ahead and give it to me.
Okay, Elizabeth, go ahead. Give it up.
Nobody's fool.
Oh, I've seen it once, but I've certainly not seen it well enough to
Because it does have the future Mr. Captain Asshole. Paul Newman.
Where the hell are all the singing cats?
Yeah, that's what you should have said. Where the hell are the singing cats?
That was a Paul Newman quote from when he was on Letterman. All right.
You certainly did very well.
Well, thank you. We did all right. We did better than we would have when we were guessing them without the hints.
Yeah.
You
impressed me on the Harvey. You got me on that.
You know what? I had to hear him say it. When he said it, I was like, I know what that is. Okay.
Well, that's my second all-time favorite movie.
That's a great movie. Yes. Lots of fun.
Yes.
And your first is?
Cinema Paradiso. Well, I mean, we've argued about this back and forth. You guys don't consider Lonesome Dove a movie. I do.
It's a miniseries.
Yeah.
It's an epic, but anyway,
yeah.
that is what I consider my all-time favorite movie, closely followed by the...
Oh, how about a quote from Cinema Paradiso?
That's a little tougher.
Closely followed by the old version of Cinema Paradiso. I refuse to watch the new one.
I like the new one, actually.
I don't want to know what happens.
Oh, well, then I won't tell you.
Thank you.
Should
I say that? Oh, you'll be glad to know that Alice just sunk her claws into my foot.
Oh, good. My cats are both asleep.
I asked her to do that.
Cats are both asleep, and they've been sleeping like all day long. They've been very good.
They're going to be wild tonight.
Yeah, they're going to be freaking out in about an hour.
Well, I've been trying to find a pillowcase that would be big enough to hold her, but so far, I haven't. No luck. Alice, stop it.
Uh-oh. Maybe we better sign off now before it gets too violent for our listeners.
Well, no, see, I found the secret to dealing with Alice.
What is it?
Febreze.
Oh, yeah, she hates Febreze.
Oh, Febreze, really?
All you have to do is get the bottle out, and she goes flying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope our listeners can hear Bruce all right. Bruce, you're a little muted over on your
side. I can hear him good. I hope that's a good
Well,
omen.
I'll hold the microphone.
Oh, that's much better.
Oh! Yeah, we'll have to do another segment later on where you actually do that, where you talk like Gene Rayburn into the microphone. Because that's much better.
I'm surprised I don't talk like Gene Rayburn right now, because I was right in the middle of the Shriners Ball piece in the musical this evening, and I had a major blowout in my upper lip.
Hey, tell everybody what musical you're playing for.
Oh, this is it's Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah, Bye Bye Birdie.
I really don't have an opinion about the musical itself.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had a favorite number to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be Shriners. It would be Shriners Ball because I have a major solo through the whole piece there, whereas during the rest of the entire musical, I go bump, bada, bump, bada, bump, bada, bada, four different notes.
Clarinets get a lot of backbeats.
Well, I'm playing the saxophone too, which is really interesting. It's a really interesting score because I go bump, bada, bump, bada, bump, bada, bump, for about a half an hour on the clarinet, and then I have two bars to put the clarinet down, pick up the saxophone, put the strap on, and start again.
And then go bump, bada bump, bada bump.
So anyhow, let's just say this hasn't been the parody of my musical experience.
Well, what is, really?
Yeah.
All right, we should probably wrap this up now, so I got time to save it and get it uploaded. Thanks for coming on there, Captain Asshole.
Woo-hoo!
Yay!
Okay. Hang in there, you guys.
Thank you.
We're doing well so far.
Well, we'll have you back later if you feel like it.
Yeah,
I'll be up forever.
Oh, perfect.
As a matter of fact, I have an audio challenge. If you're not too quick, I'll announce it right now.
Okay,
make it quick.
If somebody will pledge $1 for a second for as long as I can hold a note on the clarinet without doing any circular breathing or any of that fancy stuff, I'll have some sort of hey.
$1 per second. All right, and I've got a stopwatch so we can time it.
All right. Hey, okay, yeah, go ahead and hang up now.
Yeah, all right, we'll talk to you all later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.